ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम थर्ड कैंटो चैप्टर वन क्वेश्चंस बाय विदुरा टेक्स 20। इत्थं ब्रजन् भारतम् एव वर्षम् कालेन जावद् गतवान् प्रभाषम् तावद् शशाश क्षीतिम् एकचक्राम् एकातपत्राम् अजितेन पार्थः। इत्थं ब्रजन् भारतमेव वर्षम् कालेन जावद् गतवान् प्रभासम् तावत् शशाश क्षितिमेकचक्राम् एकातपत्रामजितेन पार्थः। इत्थं ब्रजन् भारतमेव वर्षम् कालेन जावद् गतवान् प्रभाषम् तावत् शशास क्षितिमेकचक्राम् एकातपत्रामजितेन पार्थ। इत्थं ब्रजन् भारतमेव वर्षम् कालेन जावद् गतवान् प्रभासम् तावत् शशास क्षितिमेकचक्राम् एकातपत्रामजितेन पार्थः।
Thank you.
What happened for last few days? There was no Bhagavatam class. No prestige. Yes, I gave the class. When did I give the last class? That was about 4 or 5 days ago.
3 days, Mr.
Tyson.
Two days.
What 2 days?
It was on Sunday. 2 days. The last class was on Monday.
1 and 2 days.
Right. Okay. Itthang. Like this.
Like this.
Vrajan, while traveling, Bharatam, India, Eva, only, Varsham, the tract of land, Kalina, in due course of time, Yavat, when, Gatavan, visited, Prabhasham, the Prabhash pilgrimage site, Tavat, at that time, Shashasha, ruled, Kshitim, the world, Ekachakram, by one military force, Eka, one. Atapatram, flag. Ajitena, by the mercy of the unconquerable Krishna. Partha, Maharaj Yudhishthir. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Thus, when he was in the land of Bharatvarsha, traveling to all the places of pilgrimage, he visited Prabhash Khetra. At that time, Maharaj Yudhishthir was the emperor and held the world under one military strength and one flag. Please repeat after me. Thus, when he was in the land of Bharatvarsha, traveling to all the places of pilgrimage, he visited Prabhasha Kshetra. At that time, Maharaj Yudhishthir was the emperor and held the world under one military strength and one flag. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. More than 5,000 years ago, while Saint Vidura was traveling the earth as a pilgrim, India was known as Bharatvarsha, as it is known even today. The history of the world cannot give any systematic account for more than 3,000 years into the past. But before that, the whole world was under the flag and military strength of Maharaj Yudhishthir, who was the emperor of the world. At the present, there are hundreds and thousands of flags flapping in the United Nations. But during the time of Vidura, there was, by the grace of Ajita, Lord Krishna, only one flag. The nations of the world are very eager to again have one state under one flag. But for this, they must seek the favor of Lord Krishna, who alone can help us become one worldwide nation. Itthang brajan bharatameva varsham kalena javad gatoban prabhasham tavat chashasha kshitimeka chakram ekatapatram ajitena partha. Thus, when he was in the land of Bharatvarsha, traveling to all the places of pilgrimage, he visited Prabhash Kshetra. At that time, Maharaj Yudhishthir was the emperor and held the world under one military strength and one flag. So Vidura left just before the battle of Kurukshetra began, and he had been traveling for many, many months and years. Battle of Kurukshetra lasted only for how many days?
18
days. In 18 days the Battle of Kurukshetra was settled. And within 18 days Duryodhana's side was finished, completely plundered. Duryodhana ran away, he was hiding underwater. And Pandavas found out, and so along with Krishna they went and they started to insult Duryodhana. And as a result of that, Duryodhana came out of water. And he was given a choice that he could fight with one of the Pandavas, any one of them. And he could select the weapon that he wanted. And so that is how fair they were. Although they could have killed Duryodhana straight away, they did not. They gave Duryodhana a chance. And the battle was not settled, was not decided until Duryodhana was killed. And all were died. All the big warriors, all the big Maharathis, the generals died. Those were invincible. First one to fall was Bhishma, then Drona, then Karna. So Duryodhana thought that with their help he was going to win the war. Now that is the materialistic situation. No matter how powerful the situation may appear to be, everything in this material nature is fallible. No matter how secure one's position appears to be, everyone in this material nature is fallible. Duryodhana could never imagine that Bhishma could be killed, could never imagine that Dronacharya could be killed, could never imagine that Karna could be defeated. He could never imagine that 7 Akshauhini of the Pandavas, the 7 Akshauhini soldiers of the Pandavas, could defeat the 11 Akshauhini soldiers that he had. And that's why he became so desperate for the war. So many devotees, so many exalted personalities came and advised that don't get into this war. Like, make peace. One after another, again, Vasudeva advised, Maitreya Rishi advised, but Duryodhana wouldn't listen. Maitreya Rishi therefore gave him a curse. Still he wouldn't listen. Maitreya cursed him, "You will die in the battle. You are not listening to me, so I curse you that you will die." Still he wouldn't listen. Bhishma came, his mother Gandhari advised. Duryodhana didn't listen to anyone. Then Krishna came, what to speak of listening to Krishna's advice? He tried to arrest Krishna, thinking him to be an ordinary person. And that's the problem with the materialistic people. Materialistic people give the maximum value to their own sense perception and their own mind and their own intelligence. That is the symptom of materialistic way of looking at things. Yes, from the materialistic calculation, Duryodhan was bound to win the battle from materialistic calculation. Bhishma was practically immortal. He had the boon of Ichchamritu. He was the greatest general, greatest warrior. So was Dronacharya. Nobody could actually kill Dronacharya. Dronacharya had the blessing that nobody would be able to kill him as long as he had a weapon in his hand. Nobody would be able to defeat him or to speak of kill him as long as he had a weapon in his hand. So who could kill Bhishma? Who could kill Drona? And Karna, such a powerful warrior. But the reality is, the material nature is fallible. Everything in this material nature is fallible. Whereas the spiritual reality, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is infallible. So from this we have to learn our lesson. And our lesson should be, do not give any importance. Do not give so much importance to the materialistic calculation. Rather, depend upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead may appear to be very insignificant. He may appear to be a dwarf, small little boy. He may appear to be a fish. He may appear to be a tortoise. Or he may appear to be a deity in the temple, not moving, a piece of stone, just a statue carved out of a piece of stone in the temple room. Although he may appear in a certain way in our eyes, but we should not miscalculate him. We should always recognize that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that is how we should actually look at the spiritual reality and be submissive to the spiritual reality. And then we can never lose. If we remain fixed in the spiritual reality, we'll never lose, we'll never go wrong. Okay, I'll just end now. Does anybody have any question?
How long did Yudhishthira Maharaj do the kingdom after he won the battle before he left for Mahakratha?
Must have been quite some years, because, well, I don't know the exact calculation. But must have been some years.
And also regarding
at least one way we can see is that Parikshit Maharaj at the time of the Kurukshetra battle was in the womb of the mother, womb of his mother. And when Yudhishthira Maharaj took Mahaprasthan, Parikshit Maharaj was grown up.
And regarding the statement that we should not give importance to material calculation but depend on Krishna. So although we depend on Krishna, is it that, you know, we should not be systematic in our approach in doing things I mean, when we are systematic in our approach and we plan ahead what we want to do and how we want to do, certain amount of calculation and planning is also required.
Well, again, we can go back to the battle of Kurukshetra, where the Pandavas just sucking their thumbs, depending upon Krishna, what they made their arrangements. They got their soldiers, they got their army together. So, yes, materially one has to make arrangements. You see, the reality also is that we are in the material nature. The material nature, according to us, is not Brahma Satta Jagat Mitha. Our understanding is Brahma Satta Jagat Satya. So material nature is also real, but material nature without Krishna is illusory. Material nature with Krishna is absolute reality.
What you say that Arjuna was given a fair chance to choose whom he wants to fight and what and weapon. What was the weapon he chose to?
Duryodhan chose the mace, and the person he chose was Bhima. Yeah. So this is also as Krishna's arrangement, because Duryodhan had to be killed by Bhima. Bhima took a vow that he would break his tie. But also here also it shows the nobility in Duryodhan, because he was very expert in mace fight. That was his expertise.
Is it he learned from Balaram?
Yeah. He was very expert in mace fight. So he could have selected mace, but selected somebody who is not that expert, like Bhima, in mace fight. And the condition was that if he could defeat any one of them, then he could get his kingdom back. Okay. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.